Hello, mermaids. I actually went to do this last night because that's where I got the inspiration. One of the fellow mermaids in the Creative Mermaids Facebook group shared a really great post on how to be productive. And number one really resonated with me, and I want to talk about it. And of course, as soon as I start to talk, the dog starts to cry. Come on, Mango. I do have a very sooky dog called Mango, and you can actually read all about him. I wrote a book. His Mango Unleashed, a Thai rescue dog, travels the world. The book only goes as far as Berlin, but now he continues on sailing. But he doesn't like to be left behind, especially when it comes to Patrick. And Patrick and the kids went ashore so I can do some work because we've managed to figure out a little bit of a system for us where in the mornings I get my work done. Come here, Mango. I get my work done. And he takes the kids, and they have their time. And then in the afternoon, he takes an hour or so and does his time. And then the early evening, when it's not so super hot, we go do a family thing like bike riding or walking around or generally exploring. Or if I'm feeling it, we also go to the beach. You know, there's worse things. But the point being is that I'm gonna leave his crying in there because this Creative Mermaids thing is all about also not being perfect, just doing it. And although it's very tempting to say, oh, I'm gonna stop this now and edit everything out. That's why I love Anchor, because you don't have to do all the editing. You just talk and let it go. Anyway, point being, actually, is that this is also does tie into what I was saying, because last night Patrick took Mango ashore to do his business, and I started to do this Anchor podcast last night. And just as I started, he came back. And I stopped and I erased it, because I feel like such a dork doing this in front of people. So this is obviously something I still need to work on. I mean, this was also something that when it came to just telling people I was a writer, it was so difficult. I couldn't do it, I couldn't do it, I couldn't do it. And now it's like, okay, I know you can listen to this, it's online, so technically why does it feel so bad when you're actually watching me do it? Come here, baby, I know you can see them. Come on. Anyway, point being is that she shared this thing where it said, number one thing to be more productive is don't have a to-do list, schedule it. And I have to say, guys, this is a huge difference for me. Also for us, I mean, obviously, you know, I've actually had some comments where people are saying, how are you traveling and still getting some work done? And for me, that's what it really feels like, some work. I'm not getting nearly as much work done as I would really like to. And we decided there about 2 weeks ago to start scheduling things, as in really schedule things. Like, this is not just, okay, roughly in the mornings he goes for 2 hours. Now the 2 hours is from 10 to 12. Like, that's it. That's my writing time. And then in the evening we have some internet time where then I do promotional stuff and other things. So technically this is my writing time. Hee hee. But this is also me thinking ideas out and thinking thoughts out. And I'm working on the writer's journal. So this is all important stuff that I can still consider new production. But the point being is that since we started doing the scheduling, I think I've got more done in the last 2 weeks than I have in the whole entire 4 months we've been traveling. And this also definitely helps because I've started doing the 90-day year with Todd Herman, and he talks about block and tackling. And this block and tackle method has been huge. So between block and tackling, which is basically don't have a to-do list. I mean, you have your to-do list. Obviously, there's things you need to do, but you don't, you know, say, okay, I have this rough thing I need to do, and I know I need to eventually do it, because you don't do it. If it's not on the schedule, if it's not on the calendar, you're not going to do it. Instead, you say, okay, I'm scheduling it in. I need to get the cover done. I need to get the editing done. I need to find this person, that person, and then you just schedule it and you start doing it. I need to write the first draft. Okay, so doesn't matter how long it takes, it's on my to-do list, but I'm gonna start putting in every day 2 hours. This is what I'm working on. Block it and tackle it and work on it. So yeah, I just wanted to share that. Thank you to the ever lovely, I don't know if I should say your name or not, because I don't know how you feel about that. So until I know for sure how you feel about that, I'm not going to say your name. But to the lovely Creative Mermaids member, who is a fantastic writer and really an inspiration for me, thank you for sharing that. And if you guys want to come join us in the Creative Mermaids Facebook group, feel free to do so. We're always happy to be in there talking and sharing information, how to be more productive, how to be a better writer, and also just working through that messy middle of how do you get there, you know? Like, it's always so nice to have the finished book in your hand, but working your way through the actual book, that's the guts without the glory. And I think we should start also making more glory of the gutsy part. All right, guys, that's it. Thanks a lot. I have to learn a better way to end these things. Hee hee. Bye-bye. Oh, man. See? Messy middles. Or not so glorious endings. It's all the same. See you guys.